It is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Supreme Court ruled recently 6-3 in Louisiana versus Calais, which strikes down the practice of drawing congressional districts based on the color of voters' skin. The critics are screaming Jim Crow, but here's the thing they want you to not pay attention to. The Voting Rights Act was written to stop racial discrimination, not require it. Speaking of getting the point backwards, Senators Jackie Rosen and James Lankford have introduced the Jewish American Security Act, which would push social media companies to report how well they're scrubbing anti-Semitic content. It sounds noble on the surface until you read the definition. It's so broad that it sweeps in criticism of the state of Israel itself. Critics are noting that actual anti-Semitic violence is already illegal. The bill's not aimed at crimes, it's aimed at words and thoughts. And down in Trinidad, Texas, Jennifer Combs found out how that works. She complained on Facebook about the brown water coming out of her faucet. She spent the night in jail for that. Police say she spread false reports. She says she just wanted clean water. Either way, that's a big problem. On to two cases where justice took the day off. You remember the 6-year-old in Virginia who brought a gun to school and shot his teacher in the chest. Students warned Vice Principal Ebony Parker beforehand and she did nothing about it. A civil court held her accountable, but recently a criminal judge dismissed all 8 felony counts, saying that she was unclear on the prosecution's legal theory. The teacher is still to this day carrying bullet fragments in her body, but the paperwork was confusing somehow. In Minnesota, Joseph Robinson befriended an 85-year-old neighbor with dementia, got himself legally adopted as the man's son, took power of attorney, and drained $1.6 million. And his sentence? Just under 4 years, and the money was never found. So no restitution to the family. And here's some better news, however. On the family front, the Trump-banned White House issued new child care guidance that does something refreshingly simple. It trusts parents. Yeah, instead of a federal one-size-fits-all model, families get vouchers they can take to a church preschool, a trusted neighbor, even a grandparent. The right provider isn't the one that scores highest on a government checklist. It's the one that shares your faith and knows your child's name. And finally, House Republicans Tim Burchett and Andy Biggs are demanding answers from Planned Parenthood. The organization has taken nearly $800 million in federal funds and quietly become the nation's second largest provider of gender hormone therapy, including for minors without parental consent. The lawmakers want to know exactly where your tax dollars are going. And given the track record of Planned Parenthood, we all want to know, but I don't think we're all going to find out. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of which can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.